阿弥陀佛，后面听得到吗？
音乐调大声一点。
Hello， 阿弥陀佛。首先呢，我要非常的欢迎这位菩萨今天来到东处禅寺来熏习法义。First of all, I would like to welcome all of you here coming to CMC for the Sunday Dharma Talk today. 今天这个佛学讲座的开场，首先呢，我要跟大家分享三个故事。I would like to begin today's Dharma Talk with three stories. 在美国，在美国有心理学家进行过一项很有趣的心理学实验，叫做伤痕实验。他们准备向所有参与这个实验的参与者先说明清楚，说这项实验的目的呢，是在于观察一般人对身体有缺陷的陌生人会有什么样的反应，尤其是脸部有伤痕的人。 In America, psychologists conducted an interesting experiment, namely the scar experiment. They explained to all the participants that the purpose of this experiment was to observe the reactions of ordinary people towards disabled people, especially those who have scars on their face. 每位志愿者呢，都被安排在一间没有镜子的小房间，由这个好莱坞的专业化妆师在他们每一个人的脸上做出各种触目惊心的伤痕。那志愿者呢，被允许用一面小镜子，就是照一照这个化妆后的这个效果呢，镜子就立刻的被拿走了。 All the participants were asked to go inside a small room without mirror, and professional makeup artists placed very awful looking scars on their face. The participants were allowed to look at their makeup face with a face with a very small mirror. Then the mirror were taken out from the room. 关键是在最后的一步，这个化妆师他表示要把这个伤痕这个表面最后呢再抹上一层的粉末，以防止呢这个伤痕不小心被擦掉了。那实际上呢，这个化妆师是在最后这个时刻呢，用这个纸巾啊，通通把这个化妆后的这个效果呢，通通抹掉了。The makeup artist told the participants that they needed to apply an extra layer of powder on the scar in order to avoid the scar from coming off accidentally. In fact, the makeup artist took this opportunity to remove all the scars from their face. 请问这些志愿的参与者，他们晓不晓得他们脸上的痕迹已经通通被抹掉了？当然他们并不知道。就这样，这些志愿者呢，他们就被派到各大医院的候诊室。那他们的任务呢，就是要来观察人们，一般的人看到他们脸上这些触目惊心的痕迹会有什么反应。At the end of the of course, the participants didn't know that the scar on their faces has been removed. All the participants were then sent to hospitals. sent to different clinics in different hospitals. Their duty was to observe the reactions of ordinary people towards their scars on the face. 那规定的时间到了，每一位回来的志愿者，他们竟然毫无意外地叙述了相同的感受。那人们看到他们脸上这些触目惊心的伤痕呢，他们表示说都对他们非常的无礼，非常的粗鲁，对他们也非常的不友善，而且呢总是盯着他们的脸在看。 At the end of the experiments, all the participants reported the same observations. They claimed that when people look at their face,When people look at the awful scars, they were treated very rudely, very unfriendly, and unreasonably. Furthermore, these people keep a very close watch on their face. 可是实际上，他们的脸跟平常并没有什么不一样。可是为什么？他们都觉得，他们每一个人都觉得，他们被用这种非常无理又不友善的对待方式呢？为什么 ？In reality, their face looked the same as usual. There were nothing different about their faces. So why did they all think that they were being treated rudely and unfriendly? Why?他们之所以会产生这些负面的心理反应，原因是因为错误的自我认知影响了他们的判断。这是不是一个非常引人深思的实验呢？ Their judgment were affected by their own misunderstanding about themselves, which produced negative mental reactions.In their mind. This experiment seems to suggest that we should try to be more introspective. 原来一个人内心怎么看待自己，在外界就会感受到什么样的眼光。同时呢，这个实验它也从另一个面向实证了西方的一句格言。这句格言说，别人是以你自己对待的方式来看待你的。你们认为是不是这样子的？ This seems to confirm a saying, the world sees you as the way you see yourself. Meanwhile, a Western aphorism has also proved the same.The world sees you as the way you see yourself. 以上是第一个故事。接下来呢，再跟大家分享第二个故事。The first story finished. Now, I would like to share the second story. (coughs) 有一位从事于这个企业管理的讲师，有一天的大清早，他叫了一部计程车，他准备要去台北市一家企业公司，为这个公司的内部工作人员呢做这个培训。他出门的时候呢，正好是尖峰时刻，就是非常塞车的时候。那才上车没多久呢，这个车就卡在这个车笼里面，动弹不得。这个时候呢，这个前座开车的这个计程车司机呢，他就非常不耐烦地开始叹气了。One day, early in the morning, a business management lecturer wanted to go to an enterprise company in Taipei City to give a training course. He got a taxi, and since it was during a very rush hour,And soon, the taxi was stuck in the traffic jam. The taxi driver began to sigh very impatiently. 这位讲师呢，就随口跟他聊了起来。他就问这个司机说：“哎，最近生意还好吗？”从这个倒后镜呢，这个讲师啊，他看到这个司机的脸呢非常不好看，然后声音是臭臭的回应他说：“有什么好？到处都不景气，特别是我们这些计程车司机啊，每天都要超时工作，也赚不到什么钱，真是气死人的。” The lecturer started to chat with the taxi driver. "Hey, how's the business lately?" From the rear mirror, he saw the driver with a very, very unpleasant look on his face, and the taxi driver responded unhappily in his words. "Terrible. The economy is bad. It's so slow. We taxi driver can hardly earn any money. I work more than 12 hours a day and still don't earn enough. It's really, really exasperating." 这个讲师呢，他的敏锐度很高，他发现这显然不是一个好聊天的一个话题哦，所以他马上换了一个主题。他说：“不过还好你的车子哦，这个呢非常的宽敞，然后呢即便是塞车，但是呢坐在车子里面感觉还蛮舒服的。” The lecturer realized quickly that this is not a good topic to talk about, and he switched topic immediately by saying,"Hey, how lucky to be able to sit in a big and very spacious car. Even though we are stuck in a traffic jam, I still feel very comfortable." 这个司机呢，他听了之后呢，他当下就打断了这个讲师的话，然后呢，他的声音呢开始激动起来了。他说：“舒服个鬼，不信你每天坐12个小时看看。看你还会不会觉得很舒服。”接着呢，这个司机他的话匣子就打开了，他开始抱怨政府无能，然后呢经济不景气，社会不公平，然后呢人们对这个政府非常的失望等等等。那这个讲师呢，他也只能够安安静静的在听这个司机在发牢骚，他一点插嘴的机会都没有。The driver interrupted the lecturer in a very agitated voice. "What's so comfortable about? If you sit here for 12 hours a day, will you still feel comfortable?" He then started to complain about the incompetence of the government, the economic recessions, the social injustice, and how hopeless people towards the government. The lecturer could only listen.His complaint quietly and has no chance to talk at all. 两天之后，又是同一个时间，这位讲师呢，他又准备要出门去讲课。同样的，他又叫了一部计程车。这一次，他是准备要去郊外做一个课程的培训的。可是这一次呢，这位讲师却感受到完全不一样的体验。 2 days later, the lecturer went out again at about the same time to give a training course for another enterprise company in the suburb. This time, he hailed a taxi as usual, but this time he had a totally different experience. 那一上车呢，就是一张就是笑嘻嘻的脸就转过头来了，然后以一个非常愉快的声音来问这个讲师：“嘿，先生你好，请问你要到哪里去呢？”哇，这是难得的亲切啊！这个讲师心中有一点点的错愕，他就告诉了他要去的地方。As soon as the lecturer got in the car, the taxi driver turned around and asked him in a very pleasant voice, with a smiling face, "Hi, good day, sir. where do you want to go? The driver said in such a pleasant manner. Then make the lecturer feel very astonished, and the lecturer told the driver where he want to go. 这个司机他笑了一笑，他说好，没有问题。但是呢，车子在开才开没几步，车子呢又卡在这个车笼里面，动弹不得。那这个司机呢，他就握着他的那个驾驶盘，很轻松的吹起口哨，哼起歌来。看起来这位司机他今天的心情很不错。The driver replied him with a smile, still on his face. Okay, no problem. Soon the taxi was stuck again in the traffic jam, and hardly could move. While holding the steering wheel, the driver whistled and sang a song in a very carefree manner, and seemed his mood was so good that day.于是呢，这位讲师他就问他说：“哎，先生，你今天看起来心情很好哦。”这个司机呢就笑得露出了牙齿，回应他说：“他说我每天的心情都是这么好的。”这位讲师他就很好奇，都问他：“为什么呢？大家不是都在说这个经济不景气吗？工作时间长，然后呢？”收入又很少。The lecturer asked him, You seem having a very good mood today. The driver replied him still with a smiling face. I'm always like this. I'm in a good mood always, almost every day. The lecturer was surprised and asked, Why? Many people seem to complain about the economic recessions and they have to work long yet earn very little money.这个时期他就回答说，你有错，我家里有小孩，上有父母要养，我的开车时间呢也因此需要加长，每天至少要工作12个小时的。他说，不过呢，我的日子还是过得很快乐的，我有个秘密。这个时期呢他就停顿了一下，他说，如果我讲出来的话呢，请你不要生气哦。The driver said, I have kids and parents at home. I have to work overtime, at least 12 hours a day. But I'm still happy. I have a secret. He paused for a while and continued. So, please don't get angry if I tell you. 当然很好，只要是快乐的秘诀呢，这个念心理学的讲师他都非常有兴趣的。那这个时期就说，我总是换一个角度来想事情，例如我觉得出来开车其实呢是客人付钱请我出来玩，像今天我就碰到像你因为这样子的先生花钱请我到阳明山去玩，那这不是很好吗？正好这个时候是阳明山的花季，那到了目的地呢，你去办你的事情，那我也可以正好可以赏赏花，抽根烟之后呢再离开。他继续说，像前几天之前啊，我载了一对情侣去淡水嘛，那下车之后呢，他们去看夕阳，我也下车也欣赏一下夕阳，吃了一碗面才离开。他说反正都来了嘛，更何况还有人付钱呢。The lecturer, he was a psychologist, and for sure he was very interested in knowing the secret of getting happiness. The driver explained, I always try to see things from a very different perspective. Instead of seeing myself as a taxi driver, I see my passenger as people who pay for my trip. For example, this morning, I pick you up, and you are paying.For my trip to Yangming Mountain, right? I'm a lucky guy. When we reach Yangming Mountain, you go and do your own business. And I will take this opportunity to appreciate the flower because at the time, it's flower blooming season. I will look around and have a secret before leaving. Few days ago, I drove a couple to Danshui. Danshui is a place in Taipei City to see sunset. When they left my car, I got up from my car too and appreciate the sunset as well, and have a bowl of noodle soup before leaving. And I enjoy the beautiful view, so too. And the thing that is actually someone paying me for the trip. 诸位菩萨听了这两位计程车司机对工作抱着完全不一样的工作态度，跟工作这个不一样的心情啊，你们认为你们是比较偏向哪一类的呢？ Now, after listening the story of two taxi driver who have a totally different working attitude, let me ask, what kind of working attitude you have?The first one or the second one? Okay, the second story finish. 第二个故事分享完毕，接下来呢要跟大家分享第三个故事。Now I would like to share the third story. 从前呢有一位老妇女，她每天在家呢不哭的。几乎没有人看他笑过。下雨天他哭，天气好的时候呢他也哭。那左邻右舍的邻居呢就给他取了一个外号，叫做哭婆。有一天来了一个有智慧的人，他就好心的问这个哭婆，你是为了什么事，为什么你每天都在哭呢？这个姑姑她就回答说，下雨天我卖香的小女儿不能拜香，那个晴天的时候呢，我的大女儿卖伞生意就很不好。 Sometimes ago there was a lady who cried almost every day at home. Nobody saw her smile even onceEither raining or sunny days, she cried. As a result, the neighbor nicknamed her the crying lady. One day, a kind and wise man asked her, Why you cry every day? The crying lady replied, My younger daughter sells incense, and she cannot dry her incense during rainy day. And my elder daughter sell umbrella, and her business was so bad during good day. 这个有智慧的人他听了之后呢，他就指导他一个化苦恼为欢喜的方法，就是改变他的思考模式。他说，下雨天的时候呢，你卖伞的大女儿生意很好啊，可以卖出很多伞。晴天的时候呢，你卖香的小女儿可以晒很多香啊。这个停的时候呢，这个姑婆她豁然开朗，很欢喜的接受了这个观念上的改变。从此呢，她晴天她也笑，下雨天她也笑，变成了笑果。After hearing this, the white man showed her.How to turn her suffering into happiness is about the way of turning her mindset. It's about the method of changing her mindset. He says, look at this way. Your elder daughter's business does very good on rainy day because she can sell many umbrellas, and your younger daughter can dry a lot of incense on sunny day. This changed the crying lady.Mindset. From then on, she smiled whether it was sunny or rainy, and became known as the smiling lady. 听完了第三个故事，你们会不会觉得这个姑婆好好笑？有吗？ 有的请举手。诸位菩萨，你们不要觉得好笑，说不定呢，我们在处理事情的时候呢，常常就像这个苦婆一样，那么的悲观又消极了。虽然我们不至于会哭出来，但是呢，我们内心经常还是很消极、很负面的态度来看事情的，而且是那么的惯性而不察觉的。After hearing the third story, do you think that the kind lady was so funny? Any one of you think that way? Please raise your hand. None of you. Actually, we shouldn't laugh at the kind lady. Most of the time in our daily activities, we behave very pessimistic, and very negative way in dealing with our daily matter. Just like the kind lady, we may not cry, but we habitually behave negatively, pessimistically, without being aware of it. 三个故事呢都分享完了，现在呢先做一个小小的结论。After sharing three stories, I would like to make a short conclusion. 从第一个故事伤痕实验，我们发现到 From the first story, the scar experiment, we see that 一个从容的人，他感受到的多是平和的眼光。 A person who is calm and easygoing will view the world harmoniously and peacefully. 一个内心自卑的人感受到的多是歧视的眼光。 A person of inferior character will view the world with discriminations. 一个和善的人感受到的多是友好的眼光。 A good and gentle person will view the world in a friendly manner. 那一个叛逆的人呢，他感受到的多是挑剔的眼光。 A rebellious person will view the world in a very fussy manner. 这可以说我们有什么样的内心世界，就会感受到什么样的外界的眼光。外在的一切原来都是我们自己意念的。Whatever we experience from our surrounding is actually the projections of our mind. Do you agree? Yes.
What do you mean by fussy?
Fussy.
A rebellious person will view the world in a fussy manner. I mean, I know the word fussy in English, but I don't see the connection, to be honest. What is fussiness?
Fussy means very picky.
Means what?
Picky.
Picky.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is this sounds more relevant? Is this sound more relevant? Maybe I use the word not so appropriate.
Does this work? Does it work now? Okay, so you mean picky, a person who's dissatisfied with things when they aren't exactly the way the person wants them to be.
Yes.
Is that the idea?
Yes.
Okay. And that comes from a rebellious personality. The person is rebelling against reality as it is. They want it to be different. Okay. Now the second one, a person of inferior character will view the world with discrimination. Okay. What exactly inferior in what way? What are you talking about with inferior character?
Inferior character, which means that she or he will also look down on her or himself. Yes, kind of a lacking of self-confidence.
Lacking self-confidence.
Oh, I see. It's a type of person who are lacking of self-confidence.
Okay.
So that's what
a person with. So it's like a person without self-esteem. Is that the idea?
A person without self-confidence.
Doesn't
he will
have
always
confidence.
Look down on her or himself.
Yeah, right, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, just as an English speaker, inferior character can mean almost anything. Right. You know, so I would say, if you want to revise this at some point, I would say a person who looks down upon himself will view the world with discrimination.
Okay. Thank you for your explanation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. 从第二个故事呢，这个计程车的工作态度，我们发现到。当我们面对工作及我们的生活的时候呢，可以看出我们对人生的诠释。From the second story, the attitude of the two taxi drivers, we realize that the way how we interpret the meaning of life can be seen from our working attitude. 当我们能够换一种心态来看待自己的工作的时候，并且带着一种游戏般的愉快的心情面对工作，我们会发现我们自己内在这种能量呢会强大很多很多，那这个抗压以及应变的能力呢也因此能够大大的提升。 If we can change our attitude towards our work, for example, enjoy working and see it as fun or joyfulThen we can enhance our inner strength towards our jobs and be better able to handle stress and be more flexible. 我们现在美国的整个大环境整个经济的状况非常的不景气，很多大学毕业生呢都几乎很不好找工作，或者甚至说找不到工作，是不是？ The US economy is not so good right now, and many graduate students hardly can find a job, right? 诸位菩萨，你们的工作心情，就是在工作时的心情，偶尔是否也会感到非常的低潮呢？从以上两个这个计程车的司机的例子来看呢，只要我们调整工作态度，调整我们工作的心情，我们应该是可以不受到这个经济不景气的影响，更能够乐在这个工作之中的。你们可以试试看，调整这个工作心情之后，跟之前的有什么不一样？Do you often feel down about your work? We can take the example of the two taxi drivers. As long as we adjust our working attitude, we should be able to work happily, regardless of the economic recessions. Why not you give yourself a try to see the difference before and after adjusting your working attitude?那从第三个故事呢，这个哭婆变成这个笑婆的这个例子哈，当我们的思维模式哈失调的时候呢，只要我们的观念调整，我们的情绪跟我们的行为也会跟着改变的，你们相信吗？只要我们心念转过来呢，会发现其实呢这个悲伤啊跟这个喜悦，它不过是一念之间；痛苦呢，跟快乐也只不过是一念之间罢了。我相信这些是可以从我们的生活体验中去感受到的，去印证的。只要观念改变，我们的情绪跟行为必然都会跟着改变的。In the third story.Where the crying lady changed to become a loving lady. We can see that when our minds and emotions become imbalanced or out of control, It can be adjusted. It can be changed. It can be changed by changing our mindset, which means that the emotions can be changed by changing or by turning our mindset. As long as our mindset can be changed, we will realize that sorrow and happiness are but a moment apart. 举了以上三个例子，是不是可以证实说，境由心造，境随心转，苦乐由人呢？From the three examples above, we can prove that the mind creates the environment, and the environment can be turned by the mind. A person can decide to live happily or miserably. We make the choice. 环境的好或者很恶劣呢，是由我们心境的快乐或者不快乐而决定的。A good or bad environment is actually determined by our mind, by our mood, whether it's a good or bad mood. 这个环境里面呢，包括了各种人事物，它都可能随时随地影响我们的心情的起伏的，是不是？受外界因素的影响，我们的情绪的变化，一时快乐，一时伤心，一时喜悦，一时悲伤。请问大家，这痛不痛苦呢？ The environment comprises people, activities, and materials. Our emotions can be affected by any of this. If our feeling of joy, sorrow, happinessand misery is affected by the external environment continuously, don't you think we were always living in suffering? 其实这是非常不自在的，身不自在，心更不自在，所以会很痛苦。If our minds and bodies do not feel free,For sure, you feel suffering. 我们中国人常常说一句话，天有不测之风云，人有旦夕之祸福啊。这些人事物呢，它都是外在的环境，要改变外在的环境，事实上不是那么容易的，甚至有些时候呢，是根本不可能的。如果我们没有办法改变外在的环境的时候呢，我们是不是可以选择改变我们面对环境的态度呢？ There's a saying in Chinese. Life is unpredictable, like the climate. We do not know whether we will encounter disaster.Or good fortune from this moment to the next. People, activities, and materials are all part of the external environment. It's not easy and sometimes not possible to change them. But we can make a choice how to confront and to react to the environment. 调伏起伏不定的心情，万事呢才有可能转劣为优，转败为胜，平平安安的走过困境。If we cannot control the up and down of our emotions, we will be able to turn. If we can control the up and down of our emotions, we will be able to turn bad into good, and to be able to walk over difficulties.To walk over difficult times safely. 世间的生活 万象，如果我们凡事呢都钻牛角尖，凡事呢都往坏处去想，那凡事呢只看到事情阴暗， 不如意的一面，那每天日子过得患得患失的，请问这种日子会快乐吗？那我们人生还有什么意义跟价值呢？ The world consists of various phenomena. If you always think very negatively and pessimistically, always get our mind into a dead end and worry too much about personal gain and loss at all times, can we be happy? What will then be the meaning of life? What will then be the value of our life?这样看来呢，如果一个人他长期时间都在抱怨自己的处境，心中呢有数不尽的不满，今天抱怨这个不公平，明天抱怨那个不平等，今天看这个人不顺眼，明天看那个人不顺眼，每天过着哀哀怨怨的日子，这说明了什么呢？ If a personKeep complaining about life, and she or her is full of dissatisfactions about life over a long period of time. Complaining about this unfairness today, complaining about that unfairness tomorrow, disliking these people, disliking that person, living in a life which is full of sorrow and resentment. What does it mean to us?这就是说明真正出问题的正是他的内心世界，是他的观念出了偏差。这个时候呢，需要调整需要改变的正是他自己的内心。内心的世界一旦改善呢，身外的处境必然的会慢慢的渐渐的好转。 It means that his or her mind is the source of the problemThere must be something wrong with his or her mindset. So, it's a mind that needs to be changed and readjusted. The external living condition can be changed as a result of the turning of the mind. 当我们看人不顺眼的时候，我们是不是可以试着换一个角度，换一个立场，站在别人的立场来为他设想，渐渐的呢，我们的心会变得更加包容，更加有同理心。If you see somebody with dislike or discomfort, we can try exchanging ourselves with others and seeing from that person's point of view. Then we'll find that our mind will be more tolerant and understanding.当我们在受苦受难的时候，我们可以不可以稍微冷静的来思考一下，世间又岂能尽如我意呢？如果我们再进一步的去观察，譬如看到别人骑的是一匹马，我骑的是一头驴子，老驴子，那看看眼前的自己都进不如人吗？比别人什么都差。但是呢，我们回头一看，看到后面有个什么，一个推车汉，所以是比上不足，但是比下是有余的嘛，对不对？所以天地间呢，豁然开朗。When encounter difficulties in our life, we should remember that the world is not perfect and will never fulfill our desires. When I see others are riding horses.And I'm riding a donkey. I feel inferior. I feel very down on myself if I compare myself to others. But when I look behind, there's still a poor man pulling a car. In this way, we can see that the world become more open and wider. 如果我们能够把这个得失心呢看得淡一些。是否就可以减少很多心理上不必要的负担？人生是否也可以以轻轻松松的态度来走过呢？不是这样子吗？ If we can reduce unnecessary mental burdens by decreasing our attachment to gain and loss, our life can be freer and more at ease. Don't you think so? 我们人啊，穷尽一生都在追求快乐，努力的想要减轻这个痛苦。可是呢，我们往往是舍近求远，舍本逐末。我们从来不知道，原来这个快乐呢，它是不假外求的。We spend our entire life in chasing after happiness, and make great effort to reduce life's suffering, right? It's like we are going around the sun in search of the moon, sacrificing real substance for a mere shadow, not realizing that happiness can be obtained within.人生悲伤苦恼，只要我们能够以超然的心情、豁达的态度去看待的话呢，就可以转为喜乐的人生。意念之间呢，它是足以转化人生之苦为人生之乐。苦乐，它其实只不过是意念之间罢了。这个道理你们可以接受吗？ Any kind of misery and difficulties can be transformed into a joyful and happy experience through an open mindset and a transcendental attitude. In the moment, we can change a miserable life into a joyful one. Indeed,Happiness and sorrow are but a moment apart. Can you accept this concept? Can you? 今天说的这个道理，它的根源是什么呢？ What is this concept based on? 在这个世界上跟我们最亲近、关系最密切的是我们自己的心，但是我们扪心自问，我们真的认识我们自己的本来面目吗？大部分时候，我们真的做得了自己的主人吗？ The mind is the closest thing to us, but how well do we understand it?What is the original face of the mind? Can we be our own master most of the time? 接下来呢，我们要进一步的来探讨心。Let us now investigate what the mind is.《维摩诘经》有一句很重要的名言。相信呢，很多人都有听过，心垢故，众生垢；心净故，众生净；心垢故，国土垢；心净则国土净。There's a very well-known and important saying in the Vimalakirti Nirdesa Sutra. If the mind is impure,Sentient beings will be impure. If the mind is pure, sentient beings will be pure. If the mind is impure, the land, the environment will be impure. If the mind is pure, the land, the environment will be pure. 这里这个垢嘛，指的是心里的。尘垢，换句话说呢，也就是我们的贪嗔痴慢疑这些种种的烦恼。那这个垢呢，这个心的污垢呢，在经典中呢， 很多时候就比喻为像灰尘一样。Impurity refers to the impurity of the mind, which is greed, hatred, ignorance, arrogance, jealousy, etc. The sutras always use the word thus in referring to the impurity of the mind.不晓得诸位菩萨，你们有没有过这种经验呢？这个灰尘啊，如果我们一天不打扫，两天不打扫，一年不打扫的话呢，慢慢的这个尘垢累积下来，越来越多，越来越厚。哪一天当我们要这个打扫扫尘除垢的时候呢，就发现非常不容易的啊，把它洗掉，是不是要花更长的时间，更多的力气，才能够彻底的把这个尘垢洗掉呢？Have any of you here have ever experienced this before? Cleaning dust. If you do not clean dust for one day, 2 days, for a month, for a year, the dust will be accumulated day after day, month after month, year after year, right? It will become much difficult to clean up and end up taking more timeSpending more energy in order to clean it thoroughly. 同样的，如果我们从来都不做这个心灵净化的工作，或者说我们从来不扫贪、不扫嗔、扫嫉妒、扫欲知足这些等等心灵环保的工作的话呢，这些种种的尘垢呢，它就会演变成我们心灵的障碍。所呈现出来的观念、思想、行为，最后就会障碍自己。Similarly, if we do not purify our mind by diminishing greed, hatred, jealousy, desires, arrogance, etc. in our daily life, all of this impurity will become our mental hindrances.Become our mental obstructions. Ultimately, our thoughts, our speech, our actions that derive from the mind will become obstructions in our life. 那结果会变成什么样子呢？这个障碍是不是只有障碍个人呢？不止，小的叫障碍个人，叫大一点呢，是障碍一整个家庭。再更大一点呢，是障碍整个社会；再更大呢，障碍国家，甚至最后障碍整个地球了。How will this affect us in our life? Will it only obstruct individual? Of course not. If the obstruction is small, it may obstruct only individual. But if the obstruction is getting bigger,It will obstruct the whole family. If it becomes much bigger, it will be obstructions to the society, to the country, become the obstructions to the whole world. 世间天底下的人啊，如果每一个人的心垢都很重，彼此的障碍呢，就会互相的混浊。想想看。我们的人间会变成什么样子呢？心垢布，众生垢。心垢则国土垢。从这里我们应该可以清楚地理解到，清楚地看到，我们要众生清净，要国土清净，着眼点是什么？着眼点就是我们的心啊。所以心净则众生净。心净则国土净。Our mind are full of impurities and obstruct each other mutually, how do you think the world will become? If the mind is impure, sentient beings will be impure. If the mind is impure, the land, the environment will be impure too. We should be able to see.A very important point here. If you wish to purify human beings and the land, what is the key point to focus on? The key point is the mind. If the mind is pure, the environment, the land will be pure.大圣本身心地观经，这是一部说明如何观心地法门的经。他有说到心如国王，其种种事得自在故。他说我们的心就像国王一样，可以直率的做主。有如这个国王呢，能够下号施令，是在强调心呢本来就具备了自主性，他能够自在随缘，成就种种事。The Contemplations on the Mind Ground Sutra. In this sutra, it talks about the method of contemplation of the mind. The sutra describes the mind can be a master, like a king, who can give orders to accomplish various tasks. It possesses the capability to manifest various phenomena freely without obstructions. 没有错哦，我们人的烦恼呢，经常是受到这个外境而影响的，受到这个外境而产生的。但是呢，这个烦恼的源头并没有离开我们的这颗心哦。如果我们只是针对环境下手，而想彻底的根除烦恼，说实在的，这像是缘木求鱼啊，沿着那木头去找鱼一样，是没有用的。It's very true that our wax mind are affected greatly by people and activities in the external environment. But however, the mind is the original source of the vexations. If we wish to thoroughly get rid of our vexation by dealing with the environment, it will be like trying to catch fish from trees. In other words, it will only a wishful thoughts, it's useful thoughts. Useless thoughts. Catch fish from trees.接下来呢，跟大家分享另外一部经的观点哦。华严经有讲到一句话，相信很多菩萨对这句话并不陌生哦。说到心如工化师，能化诸世间，五蕴系重生，一切唯心造。我们人的心呢，它就像一个画家一样，可以把万事万物呢画得非常的真实。但是实际上呢，这些色声香味，这些色受想行识，都是因为我们的心有所感而产生的。而我们所见到的这些声闻万象呢，只不过是我们的心所幻化出来的。这个道理蛮深的，好像不那么容易懂。There's a saying in the Avatamsaka Sutra. Our mind is like an artist. It can create all things in the world, including the five skandhas, form, sensations, perceptions, volitions, and consciousness. All the phenomena that we see are actually the creations of our mind. They are all illusory.This concept seems quite deep and not so easy to understand. 但是呢，很多事情，你认为快乐就是快乐，你认为痛苦就是痛苦的。你们觉得呢？是不是这样子呢？ If you think of your life events as something very joyful, then you will be in happiness. But if you thinkyour life experience are something miserable, then you will be in a lot of pain. You make the choice. 人生有很多很多的苦恼呢，其实是自找的，所谓自寻烦恼啊。想通了，豁然开朗。我们中国人有一句话说：“山穷水尽疑无路，柳暗花明又一村。” Many of the life problems that we encounter, they are actually created by ourselves. If you can see through them, you can gain happiness after sorrow immediately. There's a very important saying in Chinese.Over numerous mountains and streams, I doubt if I can find the road. But then, out of the shade of the willow, I come to a village with bright and beautiful flowers.
诸位菩萨，请问在你们生活中有没有体验过以上这些经验呢？我们的心呢，常常有太多的牵绊，太多的放不下。如果我们真的懂得我们身心的这个个体呢，以及这个世界呢，都是因缘暂时合而存在的，暂时拥有的会随着因缘而生，随着因缘而灭。本来拥有的现在失去了，本来存在的现在不见了，消失了。告诉诸位菩萨，这是很正常的。
May I ask, have anyone here had ever experienced this before in your daily life? We have too many obstructions and hindrances in our mind. We usually label physical body and mind as I. But if we can correctly understand them, we will realize that they exist conditionally.This body and the environment which we inhabit, they arise and perish conditionally and temporarily. This moment is as if, but the next moment it disappears. That this is absolutely normal.
我们中国人也有常常在说一句话，说活在福中不知福。一个人的幸福不幸福呢，是可以被自己认定的。
There's a popular saying in Chinese: "You have a fortunate life, yet you do not realize it." In fact, we can determine whether our lives are happy or unhappy.
这个快乐呢，它是内心的一种自主，一种自我价值的肯定。不是对外物的追求。如果我们追求于这些功名、富贵、权势、地位的话呢，尤其不可能带给我们真正的快乐，带给我们真正的幸福。
Happiness actually come from self satisfaction, come from self affirmation of our inner value.Happiness does not rely on chasing after external materials, seeking for fame, seeking for wealth, social status, and power. All this will not bring us true happiness and well-being.
接下来呢，再跟大家分享另外一部经的两句话。大圣起信论，他有两句我觉得蛮受用的话。心生种种法生，心灭种种法灭。这部经呢，它是说明了大圣佛教唯心论的思想，它的义理呢其实相当的深奥。现在就它的现象来做说明的话呢，这两句话简单的说，就是我们的念头能够改变环境，它不但包含了心理学，而且呢，它是超越心理学的层次的。
There's a saying in the Sutra of the Awakening of Mahayana Faith.
When the mind arises, phenomena arises. When the mind perish, the phenomena perish. This is a Mahayana school concept of mind only. Its meaning is quite deep. If it explains its meaning based on phenomena, it means that our mind can change the environment. Not only does it include psychology, but it goes beyond the psychological level. 现在举一个例子来说明啊，心生种种法生，我们人处在一种很苦恼、很失落、很失意、悲观，觉得自己很倒霉的时候呢，不论看什么事情、遇到什么事情、做什么事情都觉得不舒服、不对劲的时候呢，会不会引发一连串的负面的情绪？会不会？那接着呢，出来呢？的语言呢，都是负面的，行为呢也是负面的，所谓的不善的语言嘛，或者是说恶的行为。那接着呢，我们是不是因为我们的生活必出现不善的这种行为，而要承受这种恶或者是不好的果报呢？这些恶性的果报呢，它其实会循环的，所谓的这个恶性的因果关系呢，会不断的循环下去的，会没完没了的。 I would like to give an example of what we talk about. When the mind arises, the phenomena will arise. When people are not in good mood or in a situation that is frustrating,pessimistic, or very unfortunate, no matter what they see, what they hear, what they feel, will make them so uncomfortable and disharmonized. Do you agree? A series of negative emotions will be initiated, which cause negative speech, negative behavior, and they will receive badkarmic attributions as a result. This cycle of negative causes and conditions will repeat endlessly. 心念种种法念一样，我们看到不顺眼的人，或者是看到我们的仇人的时候，很难过，很不舒服，很痛苦的。你们有没有过这种经验？如果我们能够将念头呢转变一下，宽恕他，原谅他，同情他，体谅他，以这个慈悲心来对待他，当这慈悲心一升起来的时候呢，这个怨恨啊，这个怨气就当下就消失了。当你没有怨恨心的时候呢，他不再是你的仇人了。仇人的这个想法呢，仇人的这个观念，这个现象呢，也就不存在了。This is similar to the concept of when the mind perish, the phenomena will perish too. When we see people that we dislike, or see our enemy, we will feel unhappy and suffer. But if the mind can be changed,we excuse him or her, we forgive him or her, and feel sorry for him or her, and treat him or her with a compassionate mind. When the compassionate mind arises, the sense of hatred will disappear. When hatred does not arise in the mind anymore, he or she is no longer our enemy, and the thoughtan image of having an enemy will disappear, will no longer exist. Right? 所以呢，对任何一件事情，只要这个念头转变，或者是念头消失，其实呢，外 外界也没有固定的、永恒的、不变的现象的。那现象呢，它是随着我们的念头的转变而转变的。So the change or disappearance of the thoughts will cause the change of the phenomena. We can see that there are no phenomena in the world that is unchanging, that is permanent or that is fixed. Phenomena change in accordance to the changing of our mind, which means that.When the mind perish, phenomena perish too.
如果讲到这个生死心哦，只要凡夫心升起，凡夫世界就一定出现。那什么是凡夫世界呢？三界六道就是凡夫世界哦。If you talk about the mind of death and birth.The ordinary world arises due to the arising of an ordinary mind. What is the ordinary world? The ordinary world is made up of the three realms and the six types of samsara.
我们接下来看，凡夫心是什么？凡是有自我存在感的，就是凡夫心。由这个自我存在感所 展现出来的贪嗔痴慢疑这些种种烦恼的运作呢，就是凡夫心。那一个凡夫心呢，它是不论是我们这个身体呢，或者是外在一切的环境，它都是因缘暂时聚合，它是无常的，它是无我的，它是空的。因为它是空，所以它是虚妄不实的。What is an ordinary mind?
A sense of self-existence is the ordinary mind. An ordinary mind will develop greed, hatred, ignorance, arrogance, and doubt. An ordinary mind does not recognize the body.And the mind are the external phenomena as the formations of causes and conditions. They are impermanent, no self, and illusory.
心生种种法生。现在我们受的这个六道轮回的果报，是由我们一念无明。而创造出来的那心灭种种法灭，只要我们圣人心出现了，这个凡夫世界就消灭了。因为佛成佛的时候呢，他看的一切的众生都是佛，所以凡夫世界就不存在了。
When the mindarise, the phenomena arise. The karmic retribution of samsara is created by the mind of ignorance. Do you believe so? When the mind perish, the phenomena perish. When we attain enlightenment or attain the mind of a sage, the world of ordinary beings will disappear.This is because when we attain Buddhahood, we will see all living beings as Buddha. That's why the world of ordinary beings will not exist in the mind anymore.
一个觉悟的心会改变我们看待世界的态度。那什么是觉悟的心呢？
An awakened mind will change the way we perceive the world. What is the awakened mind?
无我呢，就是觉悟的心，也就是圣者的心。
No self
is the awakened mind, which is also the mind of a sage. Mm-hmm. 能执着的我以及被我所执着的对象，从此不再升起的时候呢，所谓能我双亡的境界的时候呢，也就是开悟的境界现前，也就是我们找回到本来面目的时候了。If the sense of I and objects in the environment no longer arise, then enlightenment can be attained. This is that's our original mind. 这个苦乐呢，一念之间，我们身为三宝弟子的修行人所追寻的快乐，不应该只是追寻于相对于苦的快乐，是不是？而是应该找寻超越二元对立的快乐，也就是究竟的解脱之乐。Sorrow and happiness are but a moment apart. As a Buddhist, we should not seek happiness, which is in opposition of sorrow. Rather, we should seek non-dualistic happiness, which is the ultimate happiness of liberation. 当然，我们现在都活在凡夫的世界里面，我们大家都没有开悟，也没有明心见性，对不对？可是呢，如果我们懂得珍惜活着的每一分每一秒，明白人生的目的跟价值是为了服务人群，为了利益众生，那么我们活着的时候，不就是我们行善奉献的最好的时光吗？这是不是就是菩萨道的精神呢？ Of course, we are not still living in the ordinary world, and we have not yet attained enlightenment, right?If we appreciate our life every moment as human beings and understand the meaning of life is to serve and bring benefit to people, don't you agree that this is the most precious time to do good deeds and devote ourselves to the society? 我们大家要趁我们还有一口气在的时候呢，要能够及早的修行，然后呢，以这个短暂的人生呢，来找寻什么是真正的解脱。这个本身是否也是一种快乐呢？ If we start to practice as soon as we are still alive, and take this opportunity to practice the path of ultimate liberations, don't you think that this is also a kind of happiness?
在现场，我看到有一些年纪比较大的菩萨，年长者呢总是累积了很多生活上实实在在的生活经验跟智慧，都是呢我们就是比较年轻一代的可以向这些老菩萨就是请教的最好的一个善知识。所以人老的时候呢，千万不要觉得自己老而没有用。 I see some late Bodhisattva here who are quite elderly. They have accumulated rich experience and wisdom during their life, and they can be great teacher for young people, and never think that I'm old and useless.
而且呢，人一到了老年哦，这个工作跟事业呢都已经告一个段落，正好是一个可以落得清闲自在、安详晚年的时候，不需要哀怨叹气，自己老了孤苦无依无靠。
Moreover, since elderly people have completed their working, their career or work, they should enjoy and relax their life.In a carefree manner. It's not necessary to feel being lonely or helpless.
享受轻浮 跟夫妇伶仃是不是只是一念之间呢？ Enjoying a carefree and peaceful life or feeling lonely and helpless in the old age or but a moment apart. 虽然我们这一世不一定会开悟，也不一定会见性，但是呢，我们可以选择过一个快乐自在的人生。We may not attain enlightenment in this life, yet we can make a choice to live happily and freely. 其实呢，我们如果能够换一种心态，会发现简单的生活也可以过得非常美好的。By changing our mind, we will realize that a simple life can be very lovely and happy. 那今天的佛法的分享呢，是常律给诸位菩萨们一份最真诚的法供养、法布施，但愿呢能够让你们受用。The Dharma talk today is my sincere and honest Dharma offering and Dharma giving to all of you here. I hope that the talk will really benefit you in your daily life. Dalai Lama 曾经说过一段话，他说过一句话，他说懂不一定内心有改变，懂了之后呢，我们还要再思维，还要用佛法的观念跟方法来修正我们的身口意行为，精进用功之后呢，心才有可能不轻易的受环境所影响的。The Dalai Lama once said, "Conceptual understanding doesn't mean changes in the mind."We must think deeper and use the Buddha teaching and method to rectify our body, speech and mind. After diligent practice, it can only be possible for the mind not to be affected by the external environment. 那我们师父又说了什么话呢？圣严师父曾经说过，诵经千万遍不如自己做一遍。 Master 圣严 once said, to put the Buddha's teaching into actions once is better than reciting a sutra a million times. 真正的修行呢，它不应该只是外在的行住坐卧，我想更重要的是要回归自性，要有一份找回自己本来面目的勇气跟决心。 I think true practice is not just about walking, sitting, sleeping and standing. More importantly is to build up a courageand awareness of seeking our true self nature. 我非常个人很喜欢哦，布袋和尚有一首插秧歌，他是这么讲的：手把青秧插满田哦，低头便见水中天。心静心地清净方为道，退步原来是向前了。在这个忙碌的人生的旅途中呢，我们到底在追求什么呢？我们可不可以仔细的静下心来去想一想，我们人生的价值跟存在的意义是什么呢？我想这可以让我们的生活过得更踏实，更有意义。In the busy journey throughout our entire life, what are we seeking? If we can investigate the mind and think about the value and existence of life carefully, it will help us to live in a more dependable life. I complete my Dharma sharing here today. And since we still have a few minutes, anyone here would like to share anything about your learning today? Or do you have any questions to ask? 在这边呢，我把今天的一个分享，一个法义的分享讲完了。不晓得在场的菩萨，你们有没有自己的一个听后的学习心得，可以跟大众分享的？或者是说，你们有什么问题要问的 ？Yes, Robert. Give him a microphone, please. Sharing is very welcome.
The Dhammadhatu, the Heart Sutra says Dhammadhatu nature is all created by the mind.
Yes.
Is that what you've been saying, or is that something different?
Dhammadhatu, nature is created by the mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what you've been saying?
Yes.
So what is the word Dhammadhatu? How does that translate?
It includes everything.
Everything?
Yeah, everything. Whatever we see, we hear, we touch, we feel, we experience is comprised within Dhammadhatu. And all of this is the creation of the mind. Yes.
And created?
Yes, in Chinese we call 法界 Dhammadhatu. It's the creation of the mind.
And created doesn't mean original creation, like it's just like the characteristics are created.
We should say manifest. Manifest by the mind. Manifestations.
Manifestations.
Yes.
Well, everything is a manifestation of the mind.
Yes. But your feeling about what you see, your feeling about what you hear, your feeling about what you taste is a creation of the mind. Because whatever we see in the surrounding, they are neutral. There's no good or bad about the environment. But we, human beings, we use the discriminative mind to make the judgment about good and bad.
So that's the nature of it, that, like...
The nature...
Like the nature... like the nature... Like the nature of the tablecloth. Can you say the nature... Can that be...
The nature of the...
Of the tablecloth?
Yeah. Yes.
The nature of it.
Yes.
Can that be...
The nature of the tablecloth is neither good nor bad.
Okay.
But we make judgment about saying, hey, this look good. This look very awful. We make a judgment. And from the judgment we make, it come out the so-called emotion, the feeling of good or bad, the comfort or discomfort about what we see, about the talk. Right? And you can make the choice. To see something comfortable or to see something uncomfortable. And from the uncomfortable feeling, you feel hatred. Give rise the mind of hatred. If you see something that you feel comfortable, you give rise the mind of greed. Right? And we are always in a cycle of greed and hatred. We are always in a cycle of greed and hatred, and this is how we treat our life. This is the way how we treat our life. We are always in a cycle of good and bad. We're making judgment, and we create a lot of vexations sometimes for ourselves. We create happiness, we create sorrow for our life. And this is all about mind. This is the mind who is working.Who is operating? Yes. Anyone here need translation in Chinese?
Oh, hi.
Yes.
You know, in the Chan liturgy, there's that quote, to know all the Buddhas of the past, present, and future, perceive that Dharma Dhatu nature is all created by the mind. That's in our Chan, the English language Chan liturgy. For 30 years now.
Speak louder. So that everyone can hear.
Hold it closer to your mouth.
Hello? Oh, okay. All right.
How come this is the first?
All right, I'm sorry. To clarify a little bit what Bob's talking about. The word mind can be used in more than one way. And sometimes it's a little confusing in my experience, for English speakers anyway. Exactly what is being referred to in a sutra or something when they say mind. One distinction that does exist a little bit is that we all know what our individual mind is. We all have an idea of our own personal psychology as we go through the world. This is my mind. My mind is thinking about mathematics right now, And that doesn't mean necessarily that Bob's mind is thinking about mathematics at the same time. We know that meaning of mind, personal mind that a human being has. But there's another meaning for the word mind that is used regularly, and that's Buddha mind, which is really a reference to the Tathagatagarbha, the Buddha nature that is in all of us and is in everything. And you see, a while ago, I asked Sifu at a retreat. I asked him, what does this word mind refer to in this statement? To know all the Buddhas of the past, present, and future, perceive the Dharma Dhatu nature is all created by the mind. And he said, it means the Buddha mind. It means like Tathagatagarbha. It's the underlying source of reality that everything is generated out of. So it doesn't really necessarily mean exactly that it's just your mind, right? Your individual mind, right? It doesn't necessarily mean that. But the other thing, but it is true, also, as I think you were saying, whatever is presented to us in life, whether we can control, if we're good practitioners, we can control how we react to it. That is, say, a negative event occurs, like the taxi driver gets stuck in traffic, right? That's for a taxi driver, that's probably a piece of bad luck. You don't want to be stuck in traffic. You'd rather be out driving around so you can, have more fares and so on. But, and that particular taxi driver responded negatively with his personal mind, his personal negative emotions, and that began to color his whole experience of everything, right? So, if a taxi driver were a really good Buddhist practitioner, he wouldn't let that negativity come out of that experience. And so his whole experience of everything would have been different. He would have felt it, right? It would have seemed to be different. So I know that some people I did for a long time, I always was worried about this, the way this sounds in English, because it sort of sounds like you're saying, well, if I just think of, all I have to do is think of an orange, and an orange appears in the world right in front of me, right? Some kind of magical thing like that. And it doesn't mean that. That's not what it's really trying to say.
If you obtain natural power, supernatural power, or say, you got this capability,
right,
but they have attained enlightenment.
Right. Right.
And that's why they possess this kind of a capability.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's not possible. It's we human beings at this moment. You haven't opened up, you haven't attained enlightenment yet. That's why we do not have this capability. We do not have supernatural power. But it doesn't mean that it's not possible. It is possible.
A person with supernatural powers can cause a...
People who attain enlightenment, it's possible to he wants whatever things to appear in front of him, things can appear right immediately. It happened. It doesn't mean something impossible.
It's just we human beings not having this kind of capability, not having this kind of supernatural power. It doesn't mean something not possible.
Okay.
We are human beings. We are ordinary people. It makes a difference.
Okay. All right. Well,
I think it's about time to conclude, to finish our Dharma sharing here.